This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When the Massachusetts Gaming Commission granted Everett and Wynn Resorts the only casino license in eastern Massachusetts, the first comment from competitor Suffolk Downs in Revere was, "This signals the end of horse racing in Massachusetts." Well, that end could come Saturday, October 4th, possibly the last day of horse racing at Suffolk Downs, the only active thoroughbred track in New England. But earlier today, the Gaming Commission held a public meeting on the matter. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was there, and he joins us now. Hi there, Jack.
Hi, Meghna.
So what did the Gaming Commission hope to accomplish by talking about horse racing today?
Well, the goal is right now just to keep the industry alive. How can we keep this industry going? And there are some options there. Suffolk Downs, like you said, has said October 4th is their last day in operation. They're the only one left in New England. There is a standard bred track down at Plain Ridge Racecourse. That's a different type of racing. It is not thoroughbred, but right now it's how do we keep this industry alive.
Okay, so you also just recently talked to Suffolk Downs COO Chip Tuttle. What did he have to say in the wake of today's Gaming Commission meeting?
Well, he said there's really not much that they can do at the moment. Right now, October 4th is still their plan to be, they plan to have that as their last race. Now, there is something interesting that he told me is that the group of horsemen at Suffolk Downs are in talks to lease the track from the track owners, and essentially they would put on next season's racing. But he said they're not just going to say, okay, yeah, sure, you can take it, because basically, the current operating structure is they're losing $10 million a year. They cannot afford to keep that track open, and they're not going to sell it to someone and say, okay, yeah, sure, go lose $10 million. So what they're saying is, if you can go to the legislature and get these changes made, if you can get this funding from the state, then yes, we'll let you lease the track and continue racing. But you need to erase a $10 million hole and somehow create a $2 million profit. And he said to me, he said, I see no credible way that that can happen right now.
Okay, so no credible way, and if there were, it'd be a long road ahead. I mean, Jack, that actually brings us to this bigger question about why would the commission even, you know, this is the commission that granted the license to Wynn. Why would they even try to preserve the racing industry that in Massachusetts has lost upwards of $50 million in just the past 8 years?
Yeah, $50 million since 2006 or 2007. The argument being here is that Suffolk Downs is an institution in East Boston. It opened back during the Great Depression, I believe, 79 years, bordering on 80 years now. So the argument is, you know, you want to save some of that tradition. The other argument being is that there are hundreds of employees at Suffolk Downs who depend on that. You know, people like horse grooms, horse trainers, the guys that operate the gate when they start the race. These are not people that can go to the next town over and find a similar job. These are very specialized industries. And on top of those, you also have the industry that supports it. You have horse breeders. I talked to one woman today who's had a farm since 1979. This farm has been in operation since 1706 as a horse breeding farm. She says without Suffolk Downs, she's got no business.
Okay. So all these people who are very specialized and have a long history then with the sport of thoroughbred racing, I understand that before the meeting, the Gaming Commission said that it would try to aid exactly these employees who are going to lose their jobs if the track closes. Did you hear anything in today's meeting about how they plan to help them?
Well, they have a couple of options. One option is the Plain Ridge Racecourse, like I said. So that's owned by Penn National Gaming, which has quite a few racetracks around the country, and they don't necessarily have openings at Plain Ridge right now. They might have them as they open their slot parlor in June of next year, but they have tracks in Pennsylvania. They have tracks in New York. They have tracks in New Jersey. So maybe those workers can go there if they don't mind moving out of New England. They can get jobs there. The other thing is there's something called the Racehorse Development Fund, in which revenue, about 2.5% of revenue from casino gaming, goes to this fund, and some of that money goes to support the breeding industry and support pensions and health benefits for people who work in the industry. And so there was talk today about can they shift where some of the money goes, because it's a small percentage that goes to supporting breeders and health benefits. Can they shift some of the money, if there's no thoroughbred industry, to support more of those people who are suddenly going to be out of work? And of course, Wynn Resorts has offered preferential treatment to Suffolk Downs employees.
But it doesn't seem like any plan, short of the one that Chip Tuttle thought was unrealistic, includes Suffolk Downs as we know it.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, WBUR's Jack Lepiarz attended the Massachusetts Gaming Commission's public meeting today on the future of the state's thoroughbred racing industry. Jack, thanks as always.
You're welcome.